Google Ads campaigns are a vital part of many practices' marketing plans. Ad campaigns are a key way to get new patient leads and help keep your patient pipeline full. But patient safety and experience are important too. Google knows this, and so they put some restrictions on ad campaigns. In this week's episode of the Medical Marketing Podcast, we'll explore how to advertise a medical practice on Google by taking a deeper look at what you can and can't do with your ad campaigns. What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Medical Marketing Podcast, the show where we give you actionable tips and insights to help improve your practice marketing, grow revenue, and take patient experience to the next level. I'm your host, Crawford Ifland, and this week, we're going to take a deep dive into Google Ads, some of the restrictions they have, and what you can and can't say when you're advertising your healthcare practice online. Let's dive in. Have you ever encountered a misleading ad, either online or somewhere else? At best, it's a minor annoyance. At worst, you could end up purchasing a product or service that just didn't deliver. Most times, it's pretty easy to rectify the situation. But when it comes to advertising in healthcare, a misleading ad can put a patient's life on the line. That's why companies like Google place some pretty severe restrictions on what you can and can't say on their platforms. Google and other companies like them have policies in place that ensure three things. They ensure that ads are valuable, they prioritize user safety, and they keep advertisers accountable. So let's dive into some of these restrictions. First up, what are you not allowed to advertise on Google? There are four main categories of products and services that either can't be advertised on Google or have some pretty strict restrictions placed on their use. These include prohibited content, prohibited practices, restricted content, and editorial and quality standards. Prohibited content includes dangerous products and services, inappropriate or objectionable content, or anything that enables dishonest behavior, such as hacking or other morally questionable items. As a healthcare provider, you likely aren't going to fall into this category, so you don't need to worry about it very much. Prohibited practices include things like obtaining sensitive personal information in an insecure manner, misrepresenting your credentials or experience, or promising guaranteed results. For Google, any of these are a big no-no. Next, we come to restricted content. Restricted content includes things like adult content, alcohol, or including any copyrighted or trademarked content that you don't own. Healthcare-related content falls into this category as well. It's not outright banned, but a lot of it is quite restricted. While Google doesn't ban all healthcare advertising, there are some additional hoops that healthcare providers have to jump through in order to advertise on the platform. Some healthcare content can't be advertised at all, while other types can only be advertised if the advertiser is certified with Google and targets only approved countries. We'll explore this in detail later. The final restriction Google places on advertisers is around editorial and technical quality standards. And most often, this is the reason for ad disapprovals. Google's editorial and quality standards mean that you can't advertise with overly generic language, such as "buy products here." You also can't use gimmicky words, letters, or punctuations. And to be honest, once you know these rules, they're pretty easy to abide by. So this isn't an issue for most advertisers who want to produce valuable ads. So those are the general restrictions Google places on advertisers. But let's dive a little bit deeper into healthcare specifically. What are you allowed to advertise as a doctor? And more importantly, what aren't you allowed to advertise? That's up next. Now, let me say from the get-go that Google is not against healthcare advertising. Quite the contrary. Physicians and their practices spend a lot of money on Google Ads because they deliver such exceptional results. But Google does need to balance advertiser dollars with patient safety and user experience, so that's why they put some restrictions in place. Healthcare is in what Google calls the YMYL space, which stands for your money or your life. If a misleading ad or website could have an outsized adverse effect on the health, financial stability, or well-being of a user, you'd better believe that Google is going to make that advertiser or website jump through some extra hoops. Healthcare providers are held to a higher standard because they're in this space, and rightly so. Google places restrictions on many forms of healthcare advertising to comply with local regulations. For instance, some pharmaceutical advertisers are limited by which countries they can advertise in. Speculative and/or experimental medical treatments aren't allowed regardless of how you target. Some areas of healthcare, such as online pharmacies and addiction recovery centers, have to jump through additional hoops to prove that their businesses are licensed and certified to actually provide the services that they're advertising. And frequently, Google has to deal with both country and statewide regulations. For example, take marijuana. Even though marijuana is legal in some U.S. states for both medical and recreational use, Google has a blanket ban on advertising marijuana because of the patchwork of regulations. For them, it's easier to institute a policy banning it entirely. Same goes for COVID-related content. If you place the word COVID or coronavirus in your ad text, you'll get an automatic disapproval. So that's a bit about what services and categories aren't allowed on Google. But there's one big element of running a successful Google Ads campaign that is also disallowed for healthcare advertisers: retargeting and the use of personalized advertising. Personalized advertising and retargeting are huge elements of a successful Google Ads campaign for many healthcare practices. Retargeting and personalized advertising more broadly is incredibly powerful. It allows you to show more relevant ads to users based on their behavior and interests, which can improve ROI and lead to better results for your practice. But as a healthcare provider, Google says you can't use personalized advertising at all. And it's not just healthcare. Personalized advertising is restricted for any advertisers that collect personally identifiable information, imply personal knowledge of sensitive information, or pertain to sensitive categories like personal hardships, identity and belief, or sexual interests. Advertisers can't use these sensitive interest categories to target ads to users or promote their products or services at all. So let's talk a little bit about what's not allowed. Well, as it pertains to healthcare, any health issue related to intimate body parts or functions or invasive medical procedures is restricted by Google. Examples include treatments for chronic health conditions like diabetes or arthritis, treatments for STDs, counseling services for mental health issues like depression or anxiety, or things like information about how to support an autistic child. But some specialties falls somewhere in between. It's kind of a gray area. Take plastic surgery, for example. Now, general information on a cosmetic or reconstructive surgery is permitted in Google Ads. But more specific ads might face limitations, such as advertising breast augmentation that isn't reconstructive surgery. So, healthcare advertisers do need to tread lightly. So, let's talk about how to advertise as a healthcare provider on Google. Now, keep in mind, these restrictions on personalized advertising don't mean that you can't run a successful Google Ads campaign for your practice. It just means you have to get a little more creative. Just because you can't utilize Google's personalized advertising features doesn't mean that your campaign will be a waste. There are still plenty of ways to target the right kind of patients. For instance, you're not prohibited from using keyword, placement, or topic targeting in your campaigns. Keyword targeting allows you to target websites and pages that contain a keyword from a defined list that you set up. Placement targeting allows you to serve ads on a defined list of websites so you can determine exactly where your ads appear. And topic targeting lets you target users who have visited websites and pages about specific topics. Using these kinds of targeting can help you find the right patients who need your services. So just because you can't use retargeting, all is not lost. Also, it's important to note that these restrictions only apply to physicians and practices who are advertising to patients. If you're a medical device company trying to advertise your products or services to physicians, these restrictions don't apply to you. If that's you, you need to be clear in your ad copy and your landing pages that you're marketing to healthcare professionals, not to patients. There's still a chance your ads might get disapproved, but if that happens, call your Google Ads rep to discuss the situation. Chances are they'll be able to lift that restriction for you. And if you find that your campaigns aren't performing at all without retargeting, you might have some options for third-party providers. If you absolutely cannot do without retargeting, simply don't use Google for it. Use a company like AdRoll instead. Their policies don't prohibit you from retargeting to patients as a healthcare provider. There still are some restrictions that pertain to healthcare professionals, but AdRoll is a little bit more lenient than Google. So while you won't benefit from your campaigns and metrics being all in one place, a third-party provider like AdRoll might still be beneficial for retargeting patients who didn't convert the first time. Okay, so that's a little bit about retargeting. Next up, let's explore some common reasons for Google Ads disapprovals and what you can do to fix them. Even if you're a veteran marketer, your Google Ads may still get disapproved from time to time. Here are four of the most common reasons for ad disapprovals and how to fix them. Number one, your destination isn't working. Google regularly crawls your landing pages to ensure they're providing a good experience to users. If your web page happens to time out or be down entirely when Google goes to crawl, they might disapprove any ads that are leading to that page. Most of the time, this is a one-time thing, and resubmitting the ad to Google for reconsideration will fix this issue. Number two, multiple websites in one ad group. Google only allows one domain name to be used in each ad group, so if they detect multiple websites, all ads in that group will automatically get disapproved. You can still send ads to different pages within an ad group, but they all have to be on the same website. If you get ads disapproved for this reason, fix your destination URLs or reconfigure your ad groups to solve the issue. Number three, trademarks or copyrights in ad text. Now, this one isn't quite as common, but if you want to include trademarked or copyrighted terms in your ad text, you're going to have to prove that you're actually authorized to use them. This can be quite the involved process, so it's often easier to remove the term in question from your ads if you get this disapproval. And finally, number four, ads for restricted content. If the treatments or procedures you want to advertise are experimental or unproven, there's a good chance you won't be able to advertise them at all. If this happens, Google will give you further guidance on what you can do in your ad disapproval notice. Sometimes it's just a matter of changing your ad copy to be in compliance, while other times you're not going to be able to advertise at all. For instance, if you're advertising certain plastic surgery procedures, your ads might get flagged. As we mentioned before, advertising something like breast augmentation for cosmetic purposes isn't allowed on Google, but reconstructive breast surgery is. In this case, a simple rewrite of your ad copy might do the trick, so be sure to explore all options. When you do get an ad disapproval notice, don't panic. It happens to everyone. Google will give you guidance on why your ads were disapproved and on what you need to do to fix them. Oftentimes, the easiest thing to do is simply fix the URL or the ad copy to be in compliance and resubmit the ads. If that doesn't work or you get a second disapproval, you can submit a petition through the policy manager and request a manual review. Most of the time, this fixes the problem, so it's definitely worth a try. And Google's systems do occasionally get things wrong and flag ads for inaccurate reasons. So again, don't worry if you get a disapproval email. Just work through the steps to make sure your ads are in compliance, and don't hesitate to reach out to your account manager to see if they can help you resolve the situation. So that's a bit about what you can and can't do when you advertise a medical practice on Google. Hopefully, you're now better prepared to create the best campaigns possible to reach more patients and grow that practice you've always dreamed of. Well, that's all for today's episode of the Medical Marketing Podcast. Thanks for listening. You can subscribe to the Medical Marketing Podcast for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen. And if you like the show, let us know by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll have a link in the show notes. Next week, we have a special guest on the show, Dr. Daniel Chang of Empire Eye and Laser Center in Bakersfield, California. We'll talk about how to successfully grow a practice from the inside, expand into new markets, manage the partner relationship, and successfully lead employees as a busy physician. We had a really great conversation with Dr. Chang, so you won't want to miss it. And if you want more practice marketing resources, visit our website at www.messenger.md. We're always sharing helpful tips and know-how to help you improve your practice marketing, grow revenue, and take patient experience to the next level. That's all for today's episode. I'm Crawford Ifland. See you next week.